Hello everyone and welcome to Equity Manager, where we bring financial clarity in a world of noise. Through our experiences and analysis, we try to give you guidance and relevant facts so that you can make well-informed decisions in the world of investing. So I'm Mohsin, and today we are going to tackle a topic that has been sparking debates across headlines and dinner tables alike. Should you stop or continue your SIPs? It has been in the news all over ki a head at a leading mutual fund talked about SIPs, especially in the small and mid caps, and the debate went all over social media. His comments left many investors second guessing their strategies, especially because markets gir rahe hain aur SIP closures also are hitting a record high. In fact, in this January. But that does that mean that you should stop your SIP? Let's understand step wise. So, sabse pehle ye samajhte hain ki what exactly is an SIP or a systematic investment plan. At its core, SIP ek investment strategy nahi, ek habit hai. Iska design is tarah se hai so that you can invest regularly month after month. And it's aimed at creating financial discipline instead of spending every rupee that you earn. So think of it like going to the gym or doing any sort of exercise or developing any habit which is good for your health. You don't see results after a week or even after a month, but consistency over years, it builds financial strength. Now, yahan pe hi people get it wrong, you know. If your SIPs are concentrated in high-risk funds, and you're doing SIP with the aim of getting rich quick or riding the momentum wave for short term, which happened especially in small cap and mid cap funds over the last 1 or 2 years, you could be setting yourself up for disappointment. Right? Ab aapne imagine kari ek bahut expensive car khareedi aur uska you just find out later that its value dropped sharply after leaving the dealership and you try to sell it. People give you 20%, 30% down quotes. How will it feel like? Well, wahi hota hai that if you start SIP in overheated markets, expecting it to rise more. Markets were overheated in the last 1.5, 2 years, 3 years. If you go back and see, stocks have risen 4, 5, 10, 15, 20x also in the small and mid-cap space. And jab 10x, 15x, 20x ho gaya hai, to usko aur double hona ya aur triple hone ka expectation is really unrealistic in a short span of time, of course. So let's talk next about time horizons. The golden rule with SIP is stay invested for 7 to 10 years minimum. So even, what came out in the news is that hardly any people are there for 20-year SIPs. Very few people. And in over a period of that time, you would probably see returns. Well, that's true to some extent, but even 7 to 10 years should give you inflation-beating returns. And maybe, you can beat the index also. See, markets go through cycles of highs and lows. Over a decade, you're more likely to see returns that beat inflation and outperform market indices. But if you're looking at 2 to 3 years horizon and maybe next 1 year or maybe 6 months, it will not happen. Especially, it will not happen if you've entered in the last 1 to 1.5 year. So let me give you some relatable examples. Imagine planting a mango tree. In the first year, you won't see fruit. By the third year, maybe you'll see a few small ones. And by the year 7 or 8, you might have enough that, you can give to some of your neighbors and maybe more, Or ho sakta hai us tree se multiple trees bhi ban jaye. So SIPs work the same way. The longer you stay invested, your money has chance to grow. Right? But SIPs doesn't mean that you get guaranteed returns. When markets fall, they will fall. What difference kya hai that, you will see lesser erosion in money than probably direct equity, right? If the market suppose has drop index, if the market index, for example, any sort of index, small cap, mid cap, large cap index, agar 10% gira hai, but if your SIP fund has dropped 8%, you have outperformed in fact. So outperformance does not mean only in terms of the rise. It basically means that you are getting better returns than having invested in XYZ direct instrument. Right? So, the next thing, let us look at a mistake that many people make, which is stopping SIPs when markets fall. It's like this, that if you go to shop, when do you want to shop? When there is a sale and discount sale, or when the prices are high? Everybody says we want to go and do discount sales. You know, when probably example is that even Amazon and Big Billion Day sale came come off Flipkart. People wait to buy it then because they know the items will be on sale. So why do we not wait in that case in certain places, you know, in when it comes to investing? Why do we see, oh, when there is discount, you know, prices are falling, stop? Unless there is a certain reason to do that because of lack of funds or, you know, some other reason, which basically comes down to, again, an inability to invest, you should never be stopping when the market is down. Ki aur girega. Bhai, aur girega, ye to sabhi ko pata hai. Ki aur gir sakta hai, nahi. Aur lekin if somebody knew exactly where will it going to fall and stop, they would probably be, you know, billionaires or multiple time over. So anyways, now the next question is, how do you know if you're investing in the right funds? We'll give you some checkpoints. Again, the disclaimer is there is no financial advice being given over here, and you should check with your financial advisor and do your own research always. These are generic guidelines. Nothing is specific for a certain fund house. First thing is, check the fund history. Has the fund been around for at least 7 to 10 years? If not, then it hasn't likely faced a major bear market or a downtrend. It's untested during tough times. And a lot of those funds which have started in the last 3 to 4 years post-COVID haven't seen a major drawdown. Next is the fund manager experience. Who's managing that funds? You know, the surprising data that came out recently is that most of the fund managers are less than 5 years experience in the market, even less than 3 years. So would you trust a pilot with only 100 hours of flight time through probably turbulence? No, you would want somebody who's more experienced. So similarly, you should see if the fund manager has been around for at least more than 5 years, 7 years, even 10 years or more, ideally. The next thing is fund size. See, larger funds tend to weather selling pressure better. How have the funds performed during that time when there was selling pressure, which was probably in 2018-19, COVID times, 2008 also was heavy selling pressure. How have the funds survived at that time? Because when selling pressure comes, do they have enough funds to fulfill the demands? Otherwise, they will have to sell their shares at unfavorable prices to meet redemption pressure. Important point, diversification. Don't put all your eggs in the small cap basket. Small and mid caps are lucrative because they go up fast, but they come down fast also. So a well-diversified fund selection is very important. Iska kya matlab hai? That some should be in large caps, some should be in ETF. Well, again, you know, you can do your risk profiling, ask your financial advisor for better guidance on that. And the very, very important part is that we should be using surplus money only. Money that we may not need for next 5, 6, 7, 10 years also. Having an emergency fund created, using only surplus money, puts less stress on our mind when we start seeing prices fall or the market falls. Because you don't need that money now. Let it be invested, stay invested, and let companies evolve and grow over a period of time to give you returns. And keep adding units at lower prices because rupee cost averaging helps you. Well, with all the noise around SIPs right now, it's easy to lose focus on your goals, of course. But remember, if your fund selection is sound, stay the course. Now, again, coming back to the point, people who joined this SIP bandwagon and entered with excitement and in euphoria in the last maybe year or so plus, nothing has gone bad. But if the fund selection that you had done was very concentrated, start diversifying. And if you are sure of the funds that you have selected, keep buying and keep a time frame of next 5 to 7 years. And see the returns over the next 5 years at least before making any kind of judgment. Always consult a financial advisor before making any decisions. So that's all for today's episode at Equity Manager. And I hope this episode helps clear up your confusion on SIP and what should you do. If you like this episode, do share it with others, because there are a lot of people out there who are anxious, worried, scared probably. Panic selling is never good. So take care, stay safe, and happy investing.